May 1904. I left Ainsefra last year during the winter winds. The town was frozen, swept by great shrieking gusts that bowed the frail nakedness of the trees. Today I saw a very different Ainsefra, a town returned to itself in the mournful brightness of summer, very Saharan, very sleepy, with its tawny ksar at the foot of the golden dune, with its holy cubbers and its gardens of bluish green. It is, in fact, the principal town of the Iranian deserts, although tucked away in its valley of sand, between the monotonous immensities of the high plains and the furnace of the south. Last year, it struck me as morose, charmless, because there was no sun to work its magic. Now that I see Ainsefra as a stopping place, I've come to love it. For one thing, I won't be going back to the dreary tell, and that in itself lets me see Ainsefra with fresh eyes. When I leave here, I'll be headed farther down, journeying deeper into the south, where the Hemidas sleep beneath an eternal sun. That night I was spotted by the petty officers of the First Foreign, who knew me from an excursion we made to Hajrat Migil last year, and they threw a party in my honour. It was a memorable party, not least because, although they knew perfectly well who I was, they strictly went along with my disguise. We stayed up late talking about different things, just for the pleasure of talking. About the Saharan countryside, about the Bled, about troop movements, about construction projects, about the future of this barren corner of the world. We spent the night in Bouesh. While we were roasting potatoes in a sandpit, a little way from the barracks and the Moorish cafe, in the circular shade of beautiful therabins the size of oaks, men in smocks and grey berets wandered among us under the watchful eyes of the legionnaires. I recognised them as exclus, convicts drafted into the army and employed overseas on public works. Some were naked to the waist, savage foreigners in a savage land. They exhibited striking Parisian tattoos with mottos that were pessimistic, defiant, or obscene. Out of boredom, both exclus and legionnaires come and talk to us. My main feeling is amusement, and I almost burst out laughing when I hear one say to another, "Check out that pretty little Arab. He's got nice skin."